Good morning, this is Jason Demereau, and you're listening to Cohen Meander. It's 2:17 in the morning. It is December 12th. I don't know, it's been a pretty eventful evening leading up to this morning. I think I've cleared a path sufficient for parking my sailboat, the sailboat that I sleep in, at the new place. Oh, I gotta remember what Lisa calls it. The Fritz Ditch. There you go. Which is a better name than the one I came up with, which is the Fritch Flop. I like both of the names, but we'll just have to see which one kind of sticks. Anyway, so I had gone up last night to go and mostly clear out yucca plants. And it's the New Mexico state flower. So I guess tearing it out in Texas is okay. You have to do it to a certain extent to get anything done. I still need to get somebody with a truck to help me move the boat out there. I've got a few, a couple of weeks to get that done so that I can close out things at this apartment that I rented for all of 1 month and spent nearly $1,000 renting this place. It would have been a lot cheaper just to drive back and forth every day, I swear. But it's okay. You know, it's not so much a money thing, I guess. I didn't have any of this stuff, worked out ahead of time, which is kind of sad because I could have. It just didn't, didn't find this place until, didn't find the Fritch Ditch, which is a quarter acre piece of property there by Lake Meredith. I didn't find it until later on in the process for this interesting job that I have right now. Let's see. Since I've kind of got things worked out, my big test was driving my car around that quarter acre. Making sure I can get into it, stuff like that. It's got, like I said, it's got a little bit of a ditch on it, a bar ditch in front of it. And I've driven the car. I did it actually several times, hoping to kind of clear a little bit more territory. There's a lot of crap growing on it. I don't know if I'd call them weeds. I guess you would call them weeds in a certain extent. Weeds really are only an assertion of something that you find undesirable. I don't know if I find anything particularly undesirable. I just needed to be able to use more of this property. I think my dad's trying to coordinate ultimately, not that he's doing it anytime quickly, but he's trying to get rid of an RV that he bought a few years back. And he doesn't need anymore. And he needs the space that it's taken up. And it's like, well, listen, I guess I could use it Actually, he was the one that came up with the idea. And I hadn't really been giving it much thought. I'm trying to remember if I think the RV came first, and then the Fritz Ditch came afterwards as a place kind of to park it. And I guess they kind of work together. And whether I know something has been coordinated by God or not, I usually attribute it to him anyway, especially if it's something good. And this seems pretty good, so I'm grateful for that. And there's, it's like, oh my gosh, didn't you want to cost justify the apartment? And you go, you don't want to get too weird about those things. And the RV isn't really going to happen until the spring. It's up at my dad's place, in the mountains, so it's kind of hard to get to any, in the wintertime. It's usually snowed in. So nothing's going to happen with that until the spring, until things kind of thaw and melt and dry out so that, it can get taken out. Oh, so was just thinking yesterday about what God wants us to do in this life. And for me, on some level, and you can sit there and you can go, well, what does God want you to do? Are you getting to it? Is he going to be mad? And you go, I don't get the impression that he's really going to be that way about things. He wants you to find some happiness. The agenda of God, what he's trying to accomplish, really doesn't have a lot to do with accomplishment, particularly. Some people can't possibly be happy without great accomplishment. I don't think I'm really that type. Anyway, so I was thinking about that, and it was like, so what really constitutes living the sort of life God wants you to live? And it seems like if you can be in the service of others somehow, and it doesn't have to be big stuff. If you get a chance to listen to this recording, and if my statistics are any gauge of that, it's gonna be like three or four people at the most. And if it's inspirational, yeah, and I can't think why it would be, I think I kind of skew psychotic more than anything else. I'm really grateful for my wonderful wife, Lisa, and how wonderful she is to me. I'm just so out there that I find her love and her caring for me to be just amazing, because why would anybody be very interested in anybody like me, particularly? But she is, and that's wonderful, and I love her for it. Anyway, so I was starting. I have, after I got back from my work out at the Fritz Ditch. I had to stop at a tractor supply and go and buy a belt. And he'd say, "Boy, he did a lot of research." And he'd go, "No, I really didn't." I said, "It just kind of came up. I go through belts really fast. I probably don't use belts right. I tend to cinch them up a little too much. And in doing that, the little holes rip out." And I wanted a belt that would last a little longer. And I think I got one. It's got kind of a ratchety sort of thing on the back. And I think it'll work a lot better for me. And there's no holes to tear. It's a little more interesting than just your regular everyday belt, which is good because I think that's what I really need. I went and got some food at the grocery store just outside of Border. And then I came back home. Anyway, I was kind of looking for a movie. And I'm kind of a free movie guy, so I went on YouTube and one of the movies that were free was my favorite movie ever, which is the secret is Ben Stiller's The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. And I know everybody says, "Oh, that's a horrible movie. It did so badly." And you go, "I don't care. I liked it." The only movie I've ever paid to go to the movie theater to see twice. Now, I'll have to qualify that in that it was at one of those dollar movie theaters. So I went and saw it twice, but it cost me like, what, $2 to go do it. So not a big investment, but that movie just kind of strikes a chord with me. You can go and watch it because it's on YouTube and it's free to watch. It's not even a pirated version. It's actually licensed, so you don't even have to feel bad about it if that's the way you kind of are. And I'm sure after watching it, you'll go, "Boy, never. I don't know what you see in it." But I can relate to that character. And I don't know how much Lisa really has in common with Cheryl Melhoff. Is that, I think that's her name, character. Kristen Wiig plays that one. And anyway, it's a beautiful movie. One always likes beautiful movies. Just visually, it's a fantastic movie that way. But it's just people, regular people, and the lengths they go to I don't know, to touch each other in good ways. Sorry, guy. I've been watching too many videos of just screwed up people. And okay, all of us are kind of broken in a way, or all of us, there's things that we always dream that we do that we don't get around to, or that we're not bold or strong enough to do. And that's one of the neat things about the movie is that this guy goes from being that kind of a person to having done some interesting things. And I've done some interesting things too. Everybody says, "Well, living out in a boat, that's crazy," or, "Wow, that's kind of neat." not very many people say it's neat. But it's like, well, you've worked in Africa, and you go, that's true, I have. Or, at sea, and you go, yeah, I worked at sea, on a boat. And I think, wow, that's kind of neat. And you go, well, I didn't even know. It just kind of happened. It was my first thing where an opportunity opened, and I said, hey, I should do that. And I still remember the day I was sitting in the school child care center in Logan, New Mexico, being the WIC nutritionist and just kind of waiting around for people to kind of show up. And one of the clients came, and her husband worked offshore on a boat. And she said, you should, he'll put in a good word for you. I says, yeah, he would. Okay. And so I did it. I did it for 2 years, and it was interesting people and an interesting adventure. And I think it made me so that I was willing to do other things. Wasn't so timid, which I guess, which I basically have been a lot. Anyway, so yeah, I'm sure people will go, so, trying to get kind of a sense for you. And they go, well, what's your favorite movie? And you go, oh, mine's The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. And you go, what? Well, you're. And there's larger reasons for it. And I guess in thinking about the whole, there were lots of broken people, I don't know if that was really one of the themes of that movie, or the intended themes of that movie. That's what kind of what I got out of it. Not to say, and not to say people are bad. It says they've just had crap happen to them, and it affects us all, in one way or another. And I remember, I forget who talked about it. In one of the letters in the New Testament, it talks about Jesus and about his condescension in coming to earth, and that he was a bit of a broken person too, so that he could relate to us better. He lived a life in an obscure place, didn't really affect a lot of people while he was alive. If you really want to look at it, he didn't have a lot of followers. He could have had more, I suppose, if he was trying to make them feel amazing, better, pandering to the crowd, but he didn't. And so, he fed the 5,000. He did the Sermon on the Mount. There was, and that was the group. That was a big bunch of people. And how many of them really ended up, following him? Not 5,000 people, probably. And or at least that's kind of the impression that one gets when reading the record. They come back and they go, yeah, he didn't have very many followers. His purpose in life was to kind of kick things off for people trying to follow God's agenda. And doing his part, which ended up being pretty amazing. And on occasion, we can do amazing things too. Amazing things can happen, can come to pass. Maybe that's what constitutes the kind of thing that God wants us to do. I'm grateful that at some point, in my 40s actually, and now that it's, you know, probably about a decade or more later in my life, I've taken some interesting opportunities still. And interesting's a nice way to frame it. So this, I kind of went to sleep a little bit on the Walter Mitty movie last night, so I just put it away and went to sleep. And I woke up and it was like 1:40 in the morning. And it was like, what? I sat there and I wasn't going back to sleep. So I said, well, let me finish that movie. So I finished the movie and it brought back all these feelings again. So here I am. It's 2:41 in the morning. I'm making a recording. Hopefully I'll get back to sleep a little bit and get myself pulled together get back to work. Whatever my work tends to be, it's really quite interesting. And this is just the kind of life that I have. It kind of suits me. So yeah, I'm letting go of this apartment I'm sleeping in right now, because it really doesn't fit me very well. Sleeping out in a boat seems to fit me better. I really hope that I do okay in the RV, because I am trading off the boat, finally, for an RV. I've had the boat for just right at 3 years. And I know that because my boat registration's for 3 years. I just had to, and I just re-registered it just in time for my dad to take off with it. My dad's got this tendency. Well, no, I'm not going to talk about my dad that way. My dad's a wonderful, generous person. Both of my parents are really generous people. And so when people have a tendency to kind of be rough on their parents, you know, your parents weren't the way you would like them to be. It wasn't like Warden June Cleaver, maybe, or, you know, some really together with it people. And are my parents that way? They've got great moments, I think. And, you know, I like them. I like them fine. And it's, you know, as you get older, at least as I've gotten older, I've grown to appreciate my parents more. Not just for their kindnesses to me, which have been myriad, plenty. I'm grateful for my parents, both of them. And you go, well, they got divorced, and oh, it wasn't that great. And they go, no, it wasn't. And you know, people are just trying to get along. And it's tricky and it's hard. Sometimes just say, I can't take it anymore. It's like, well, okay. And have I been a wonderful son? Sometimes. Other times I've been a real jerk and a horrible person to be with. And it's like, I you know, I hope I do better. I hope I improve and repent somehow of these things. Not just to say, please forgive me, but to actually be a better person. So anyway, so that's why I like that Walter Mitty movie, is because these are just people that are just living, and they've got their hang-ups, and they've got their good stuff and their bad stuff, and or I don't even know if I want to call it bad particularly, but just, you got your baggage, your junk, and that movie really brings that out. But the people are okay. People aren't as bad as you make them out to be, Oh, so anyway, that God gets it. God gets it to the point to where he sent, God the Father sent Jesus Christ to earth to live. Now, there was several reasons, I'm guessing. I can think of a few reasons why he had to come to earth. But one of them was so that he can relate to people's struggles and their problems. Because he had struggles and problems too. Oh. And that's mostly what we're here on earth to do, is even though we have these struggles, these problems, that we don't beat up each other particularly for it. We try to improve ourselves. We're patient with other people trying to figure themselves out. Hopefully they get to it. If they don't, that's sad. What can we do to help, maybe? Well, I really need to go and get some more sleep if I can cut it at all. I've only got a few more hours to get a little sleep before I need to just get up and get things together, go into the temple tonight. Since I've kind of got everything kind of worked out at my at the Fritz ditch for putting the boat back on it, we're gonna just go on with what normally do, and that's going to the temple, be of service to people who have passed on. It helps me be a better person too. And so I'm gonna do that tonight. Got that all arranged. And that's all I really have for this moment that I'm stuck here, without being able to get to sleep. And I know I'm gonna make it, 'cause I always make it, or I die, which wouldn't be such a bad thing. Except that I leave Lisa in the lurch, and I don't want to do that. So let's stay down here. And I don't know if my well, anyway, let's not get into that. Anyway, I'll leave you with the blessing of my fathers. The Lord bless you and keep you. Lord cause his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance towards you and give you peace.